Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
First of all, do you believe in curses? And second, if you do, can a gift from an ex be cursed?
That is the question we are here to answer. And I'm pretty sure I have the answer. Because if you should keep a gift from an ex when you're in a new relationship has been a topic of discussion in my current relationship recently.
I told you guys before, I think we've had this discussion, that way back in the day, I got a watch from an ex-girlfriend. This is in college when everybody's immature. I had a girlfriend after her that every time she would see the watch, she would make a comment about it, or we'd get into some kind of insecure argument about it. So one day after we came home from happy hour, I'm buzzed, she's buzzed, she's complaining about it. I took the watch out and then literally took a hammer and just smashed it.
Wow. Okay.
I just lost it. That was it. Argument's over.
Yep.
You win.
Maybe I should have followed in your shoes, because I think somebody has gotten God involved. That's why I think we are in this situation. Somebody is praying. I don't know if it's my ex or if it's my lady. Somebody is praying. So this all started over a robe. That's how it started. And I had a robe that I've had for years. I'm not really a robe guy. I don't buy myself robes, but I had a robe. I had one robe. So I guess at some point in our relationship, my lady must have did the math and said to herself, he don't buy himself robes.
So is this one of those just like long cotton robes that you'd get at like in a hotel? Or yep. Is this some slick, silky smoking jacket?
Is it the one that says Mo Mitch on it?
I'm getting there, Tommy. Let me tell my story. Please.
Well, I've seen it. You got an ice tub.
I promise you I got the answers. I promise you. So it was a janky robe, but it did have my name on it, which I think also alerted my lady that he ain't buy this for himself.
No.
It's not something he would do.
Why couldn't you just say that's the robe that you wore inside of the ring when you were fighting back in the day?
Shut up, because I'm better than that. That robe wasn't all that, I'm going to be honest. So she asked me, where you get that robe from? Just curious. So I told the truth. I ain't got it from my ex. I didn't think anything of it. She just kind of said, okay, and walked away. Yep. Now, she didn't get an attitude. She didn't tell me to throw it away. She didn't do any of that.
How often do you wear a robe around the house?
A couple times a month.
Okay.
Not often at all.
Yeah.
So what she did, though, which I thought was really fly, she didn't bring it up one time. She went and brought me a new robe that's 40 times better.
Oh.
Like, that was right.
Which, I love that energy.
So I got it. Yep. Like, I knew what time it was, right?
Men play checkers. Women play chess.
Bingo. Which, that robe is the robe that Tommy is referring to that I brought to the ice challenge, which clearly is a really nice robe.
Yeah.
So, I guess at that point, that was her way of saying, throw that trash out. You no longer need it. And I got the message. And I did. I thought we were done here, right? So then I started to think to myself, anything else I got from my ex, I should probably just get rid of it. Before we have another scene.
No, you got to bring it up. She'll just start buying you stuff. This watch from my ex. She gets you a Rolex. You're good.
I didn't think about that. I didn't want to push it, though. I didn't want to push it. So then we have the Solomon Brothers come in and we start talking, going through the jewelry that we have. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized, like, all right, I didn't throw everything away. I threw like 95% of the stuff I had from someone else away. I kept a ring and I kept a projector. Now, the projector, I completely forgot about. That was, I forgot that that was a gift, but it's literally like, it's my projector, mm-hmm. right? So the ring breaks first out of nowhere, which is, that's why when we were here, I was like, let me find out if this ring is real. Cause if it's not, I'm gonna throw it away right now. When it broke, I assumed it wasn't real. They said it was real and was worth something.
Damn it.
So I'm like, well, okay, well, I'm getting it fixed. I ain't throwing it away. So I got it fixed. But what I didn't realize is, why did the ring break at that time? Like right after we had this robe thing. And I was like, in my mind, all right, let me get rid of the ring. Let me get rid of everything. I didn't get rid of the ring and it broke. And then all of a sudden, I'm having people over on Sunday. We all having this big football day. People bringing food. They bringing guests. They bringing snacks. We got music. It is lit in there. Soon as the first game come on, 5 minutes into the game, the projector breaks. I have no projector. I have no TV. I have 10 people in my home. We all were supposed to be here to watch football, and now I have no TV.
Was one of the 10 your girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
She wasn't there. So she didn't do it. She had nothing to do with it. And it literally, like, as we're watching the game, you can see the projector kind of start, like, almost like fighting for its life. You can see it. And I'm like, no. And then it just goes black.
No.
And everybody's just sitting there like, Mo? Uh-huh. And I'm like, I guess we're moving into my dude's house. Because I ain't got no backup plan unless we all going to be in the other room. So it just was odd to me that we had this conversation about the robe. Then my ring breaks. Then my projector breaks. The only two things I had from someone else. And I wonder if I'm cursed.
So maybe... These were the last two items where I was going to suggest just a purging. Like, don't even wait for the other things to break. Just get rid of them all now. But now it's done, right?
Yes, clear. That was it.
It's the projector, not a problem. Well,
the house is clear, right?
Well, the ring.
The ring.
I still have the ring.
Because you fixed it.
Because I fixed it.
See, I don't think you're cursed. The objects might
it's
be cursed.
The object.
Yes.
Yeah. But if I'm wearing the ring?
Yeah.
You got to sell the ring.
Man, yeah, I was going to say, you know what takes away a curse? Cash.
Money.
I think I'd go with that.
I got to sell it.
I wouldn't even mess. I would just sell the thing, man.
Get it out of here. That's what I'm thinking.
Dude, you've already been hit by a car.
I think she prayed for that, too.
It's either get rid of the ring now or it's going to go, quote unquote, missing someday anyway. Yeah. You might as well get cash for it.
Touche.
All right.
Would that be a fun date night for the two of you?
Yay, pawn my ex's ring.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.